Ruchim Abayim B'Shem Hashem. What a great schus it is that throughout the entire world, on virtually every continent, we are all united, learning the Torah of the Heilig Gezerah Shimshin. Our shir is dedicated for a schus and a refuah shalema for Rabbi Yosef Menachem Monish Ben Genendel and for Sarah Baspina. May they each have a refuah shalema b'mheira and arichas yomim b'shanim tavos. It says in Tehillim, Shalom Rav lo yaves arasecha ve'en lama michshol. There is abundant peace for all that love Torah, and there's no michshol, no stumbling block for them as well. The Zera Shimshon asks, isn't it pashut that where there's shalom, there's not going to be a michshol? The Magen Avraham says in the name of the Rajba, it is mutar lechatchila to inquire after someone's welfare. Even if the person is in the middle of Kriya Shema, don't worry about Lifnei Iver Lo Sitei Michshol, because the Pasuk is Mavtiach, promises that he won't come to sin. We might think that if we say hello to a person in the middle of Kriya Shema, we're going to be Machshol him. But Shalom is above that. The Alkut Shmoni quotes the Pasuk, Borei Niv Svasayim, Shalom Shalom L'Rachok V'L'Karoy. I create the speech of lips, peace, peace for those that are far and those that are near. Omar Hashem Rafasiv, says Hashem, and I will heal him. The Niv Svasayim is the Limud HaTorah. It creates shalom, l'rochok, in Olam Haba, or l'karov, and in Olam Hazeh. That's also what we learn in the Pasuk in Yeshayo. Yavai shalom, Yonuchu al mishkavaisom, hoylech nechoychoy. He will come in peace, and they will rest on their resting places, he who walks with integrity. Shalom has already been arranged since Brias Olam. We need only to facilitate that shalom. In Eretz Yisrael and Ramat Elchanan, there's a kollel yungaman. One day, he was stopped by a Rav in the area. The Rav said to him, Yashar Koyach, you did a wonderful job in restoring the Shalom Bayis to that family. The Kol Yungaman said, I'm sorry, I think the Rav must be mistaken and think that I'm somebody else. The Rav said, no, I am sure that it is you, that you're the one. I have the right address. He said, but I don't really get involved in Shalom Bayis, and I just basically am learning right now. The Rav said, let me tell you, a few days ago, you went over to someone's father, a bocher that learns in the Beis Medrash, and you were very impressed with the bocher's hasmada, with his chachma, and with his derech halimud. You went over to him on the street. You tapped him on the shoulder. And I believe the words that you used were, Ashrecha shezochisa leben kizeh. Gebenched are the parents that can bring up such a son. You should know that the family was experiencing very great challenges in Shalom Bayis. Everything in the house had gone down. It was a very bleak situation. When you went over to that father, and you gave him the chizuk, and you told him all that he has to be proud of. He went home, smiling, opened the door, called over his wife, and began to tell her all that you said. From that point on, somehow things changed in the house. Some of the problems cleared away. There was simcha in the house. There was an atmosphere of light and joy. As the Zera Shimshon told us, the Shalom had already been arranged since Brias Olam. We need only to facilitate it. I would like to take this opportunity to wish everybody a good Shabbos. Besuros Tavos, Yeshuas, V'Nechamos, Lanu, U'Lechol Yisrael.